Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A strong winter storm will stretch from the southern Rockies to the east coast over the next few days. A streak of snow is expected to bring moderate to major impacts from southeastern Colorado to southern Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
That's going to bring a multi-hazards across the plains. So there'll be some snow on the northern extent of that, stretching from Colorado into portions of Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, kind of across the plains towards Illinois and Wisconsin.
Lawmakers want the president to speak on the recent downing of unidentified aerial phenomena objects. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw, who attended a classified briefing on the three UAPs shot down over the weekend, said they hope the president talks soon to the American people.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation. President Biden should speak on camera directly to the American people today.
Without him actually coming out and saying anything specific, or even saying what they know and what they don't know, the American public is just left to speculation.
Super Bowl champs Kansas City Chiefs are back at home today and will celebrate with a parade at noon Central Time. Florida lawmakers passed a bill that would allow the state to pick up and relocate illegal immigrants to anywhere in the United States. Members of the state House voted 77-34 to approve SB 6B and the $10 million to fund the program. The state Senate passed the bill last week and is expected to be signed when it hits Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. Florida Representative John Snyder.
Joe Biden has completely waved the white flag when it comes to enforcing our borders. And so what's ultimately happened is that every state has become a border state. But here in Florida, we're not going to just stand idly by.
This is USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2024. The announcement comes after roughly three decades in the Senate. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, one of the House Democrats running for Feinstein's seat, said in a statement, "Dianne Feinstein is one of the finest legislators we've ever known." Another contender, Democrat Representative Katie Porter, says Feinstein has had a remarkable career serving the people of California. President Biden touts his economic agenda in a keynote address to county officials.
Biden, addressing a gathering of county officials from around the country, touted how his domestic agenda has been helpful to local governments.
When I signed the American Rescue Plan, it sent $350 billion for the first time in history to every state, city, and county in America.
Biden added his administration has made economic progress as inflation is trending downward and unemployment remains low. He also took a shot at Republicans, again stating they want to cut Medicare and Social Security. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are announcing the gunman who killed three Michigan State University students and critically wounded five others before taking his own life, had a history of mental illness, and carried a note in his pocket indicating a threat to two New Jersey schools. Anthony Dwayne McRae lived in an adjacent city of Lansing, Michigan. A neighbor of McRae's described him to Reuters as a real hellraiser who often fired his gun at home. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in to get this country back on track. It requires all hands on deck, and appreciate you being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I am Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the Director of Research and Education for the American Institute for Economic Research joins us now, Phil Magnus. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Hulu is airing the 1619 Project documentary series. Some would question, is it indoctrination or is it education? What is it?
Well, I think it is a political message that they are trying to send here. Even though it's couched in re-envisioning of American history, they are making a very aggressive push for left-wing progressive policy prescriptions that are more suitable to 2023 than anything of the past. Mm-hmm. And that includes a drive for reparations, but it's also redistributed tax policies. It's also measures that look a lot like the Green New Deal, more so than anything connected to American history.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a direct attack against capitalism and industry, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you see that in the Hulu series. The fourth episode of the series is a supposed investigation of the role of capitalism and its claimed connection to slavery. Although we find out that that's not based on very strong research, really what they're trying to do is equate capitalism with racism, racial discrimination, and slavery for the purpose of discrediting it, which opens the window for all number of progressive interventions into the economy today.
Of course, the thing that's so dangerous, as you know, Phil, about something like this is that down the road, progressives will use the 1619 Project and this documentary series as a basis to lend credibility to their argument. This is what they do constantly. They get, very loose research. They come up with a narrative, and whether they take advantage of a report in the newspaper or a magazine, suddenly that becomes, the credibility that they need to reinforce their ideology, right?
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing playing out right now. There was an aggressive multi-million-dollar publicity campaign tied to the launch of this Hulu series, and a big push of it is to get the Hulu series and the accompanying texts into K-12 classrooms as a new way to re-envision and teach American history. And yet if we find out that the version of history that they're offering in the classroom is deeply deficient in its scholarly rigor and standards, it is actually conveying outright empirical error and historical falsehood, my take on that is it's probably not suitable as a basis for classroom instruction. And that's clearly the aim that they're going for, though.
Well, you would think so. See, this is what challenges me, Phil, is that right now we seem to be, log jammed in the realm of the theoretical. And with that also, like as you say, it's a reorientation of doctrine and history, which is so irreverent on its face, because we know this has been the playbook of the communists and Marxists, that whoever can control history will control the present, the past, and the future.
Well, and this is one of the things we see. The New York Times putting its imprint on this project has really done a disservice to the public. Because if you dig into the Hulu series, you look at the scholars they're using, they are not mainstream scholars. So the capitalism episode in particular, it uses a very fringe, heterodox Marxist theorist by the name of Robin Kelly. He's the UCLA professor. And basically his entire narrative is that capitalism is inherently exploitative of workers and effectively needs to be overturned. But this is really from the far left fringes of academic discourse, and it's being presented as if it's this really mainstream re-envisioning of American history. But you just scratch beneath the surface and you find outright error augmented by hardcore ideological Marxism that's being pushed through this narrative.
Phil, are you surprised that capitalism can be so easily attacked? Because they're kind of in protected territory here. I mean, this isn't into the masses yet, because as people outside of their realm and their silo see what's going on and they realize that it doesn't have veracity. But, for everyday Americans who are busy working and trying to survive, especially in this inflation-ridden environment that we live in right now, this is tough. They don't have the time to do a deep dive into this, but they have enough common sense and 246 years of experience to demonstrate, time and again, the empirical evidence is hard to ignore. Capitalism has been, the driver of America and the driver of this great American idea, has it not?
Yeah, this is absolutely the case. And what we see in the 1619 Project, it really misuses the term capitalism. It basically becomes a stand-in for anything and everything that the political left disagrees with. So you see this throughout the episode and the way it's presented. They point out some very racist and discriminatory policies that were undertaken by the federal government, such as redlining during the New Deal era. And then they turn around and say, the blame for that falls on capitalism, even though it's a government program that's actually doing it. It's the antithesis of a free market. So you've got that going on. And then on top of it is the prescription they're going for. So the last episode, the one that just came out, announced that they want $13 trillion, trillion with a T, in reparations payments that to be made as restitution for slavery and other discrimination. And they want this to occur basically as an unfunded issuance of money from the federal government. They even asked them about taxes at one point in the episode. They said, we don't need to raise taxes. We don't need to reallocate funds for this. We just need to issue $13 trillion in reparations payments. And I've done some basic calculations on this. This would be a trigger for sustained inflation that makes like the last year look like child's play by comparison. And we're talking a destabilization of the entire price mechanism of our economy with an influx of not just $13 trillion, but all the multiplier effects. $13 trillion, that's more than half of the GDP of the United States in a given year. And that's how much they want to increase just the amount of money in circulation. It's just absurd.
Well, don't they realize that this is this would kill the goose that's laying golden eggs? They don't care?
For some of the radicals that are involved in this thing, I don't think they care one bit. Mm-hmm. Part of the narrative is that they're trying to spin. They claim that slavery was this disruptive mechanism that prevented the worker solidarity of Karl Marx's system, the proletarian solidarity that eventually brings about the socialist revolution. Mm-hmm. And Matthew Desmond, one of the contributors to the project, writes this in his essay. He says Karl Marx predicted a proletarian uprising to bring about socialism, and he, of course, approves of this. But he says slavery got in the way because it divided black and white workers from each other. So it's a really fringe, kind of crank-level conspiracy theory that they're peddling as history here.
It's kind of bizarre. You're saying on one hand, it got in the way of our socialistic ideas, and we know what socialism historically has delivered. It doesn't deliver on its promise. It delivers a lot of death and devastation, though, doesn't it?
That is exactly it. I mean, you have over 100 million bodies in the 20th century alone, and yet they keep claiming that we need to redo it over again, and it wasn't real socialism, even though every single time the Marxist left is embracing whatever happens to be the Soviet Union of the moment.
Got to go to break. More from Phil Magnus after this.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Phil Magnus, Director of Research and Education for the American Institute for Economic Research. Phil, before we pick up with the topic, a little bit of background on AIER, if you would, please. Educate our audience. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, so AIER, American Institute for Economic Research, is one of the oldest free market research institutes in the United States. We were founded back in 1933, mainly as a response to the encroachment of the government on free market institutions during the New Deal era. And since that time into the present, we've been an advocate of free market economics, sound money, and monetary principles. And also, we've more recently been moving into basically standing against pressures of collectivism on both the left and the right, including resurgent forms of Marxism and socialism.
Exactly. Because the key common denominator here has to do with liberty, does it not?
Absolutely. It's freedom of choice, freedom to exercise your own volition in the careers that you pursue, the way that you live your life, basically. These are principles of a free society, but they're also core principles of the founding of the United States.
Exactly. Well, there's been an attack on liberty, and every time it would seem that a declared emergency response is necessary and the government needs to come in and save us, it's like I keep thinking, because what the government grabs a hold of, they don't let go of very easily, do they?
No. No, that's exactly the – there's every time that a new federal policy is adopted, every time a new educational initiative is made formal by the government, it's entrenched. You can expect it's going to be around there for decades to come. Mm-hmm. So the hardest thing to get rid of in the federal government is an existing bureaucracy, even after it's already long-lived past its usefulness.
Well, exactly. I mean, we discovered during the Trump administration there were 17 agencies that were stepping on one another. There was duplicative waste just on the surface here. And do you think that there would be enough common sense for a government who is already in debt up to its earlobes? This was well before where we're at now at $31 trillion, that they would stop the bleeding. No, they're not rewarded to stop the bleeding. That's the problem. And we're just going to end up, bleeding out because of these, irresponsible economic policies that have been enacted by the government, and we, the people, are expected to pay the bill.
Exactly. I mean, I have my tax payment due on April 15th, just like everybody else. So we see
we got a couple of days this year. Though, don't we get a couple extra days of grace or something? The 18th or something?
17th or 18th.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, federal government. We got 2 days.
They're just so kind to us, but here it is. I mean, it's like Marie Antoinette. We'll just throw some cake at the masses and keep them quiet, I guess, huh?
Well, that's exactly it. There's no pressure whatsoever to actually engage in fiscal responsibility, even though all the signs are around us, both in the inflationary trends we've seen recently and then just an exploding federal budget deficit. And yet, we have things like the 1619 Project. They just want to throw gasoline on that fire.
Right.
You have existing bureaucracies you can't get rid of, not because they're doing anything, but because there are entrenched interest groups that get personal gain out of the perpetuation of those agencies, even though it's not serving the American public.
Well, Phil, I think that, again, the American people, we've been, stifled. Our sense and embrace of critical thinking has been mollified in such a way that we've abandoned it. And we've got to ask these critical questions. Like with all these ideas that come down the pike like this, is it going to add or take away from our liberty? That's the first question I ask. I mean, how is this promoting liberty? Because if we're going to truly become debt-free again, like any, home across the country that's found itself in debt, they've had to do something about it. They've had to have the freedom to, to become debt-free. And it's hard to become debt-free in the bureaucracy when they continue to throw things in your way that, put you deeper in debt. It just reminds me, as a kid, I mean, you're probably still too young for this, but as a kid, when I was growing up, it was Tennessee Ernie Ford's song, what was it, 16 tons, what do I get? It's just this idea, this cyclic concept of where we just keep going in circles and getting ourselves deeper in debt. We never get out of it.
Well, that's exactly the case. So economists have this saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Mm-hmm. So this notion that we can spend in the present day and not reap the consequences of that at some point in the future is just completely nonsensical. Basically, what we're doing when we're incurring debt to sustain this bloated monstrosity of a federal government right now, it's just shifting that debt onto future generations. It means our children and our grandchildren one day are going to either have to pay it in taxes or they're going to defer something like inflation as a way to finance this profligate excess that our current society is embracing through its government.
Well, the thing that's so unconscionable about this, Phil, is that this has encroached our great-great-grandkids. I mean, you talk about taxation without representation. They're not even born yet. And, you know, there is a tax bill being placed on their future birth. That's if they're allowed to live, you know?
That's entirely it. I mean, we are doing a genuine disservice to future generations to come. It's fundamentally unethical. It's fundamentally immoral what we are doing to them. And, you know, all the calls from the progressive left are to accelerate these crimes that we are committing against our future by taxing them into oblivion.
Mm-hmm. Well, the governor of Arkansas, the new governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, reminded people, I think, that of something that we needed to be reminded of, and that is that in the face of this cancel culture, you know, craziness is craziness. Normal is normal. Whatever you want, however you want to define it, that, you know, there's nothing wrong with normal. And there's a lot wrong with craziness. And we continue, like the 1619 Project. I mean, there's no voice coming out going, this is, I mean, to where we can break through because, you know, Hulu's covering them. They've got other interests that have circled the wagons to protect this kind of, what I would say, you know, idiotic theory. I mean, this is basically a theory. And our country seems to be so affected by the theoretical these days. It's appalling to me that we don't really have, we've abandoned solid evidence, we've abandoned critical theory, you know, thinking, to where we open ourselves up to these, you know, these theories that are quite costly. You know, like for example, I mean, all that we've spent on the green agenda, at the, you know, for decades, we've invested trillions of dollars on this, and what do we have to show for it after everything is said and done?
That's exactly nothing. Well, the problem we have here is there's an ideological left-wing monoculture that has moved into the university systems, it's moved into education, it's moved into elite media. They basically all operate in an echo chamber of one single political perspective, even to the point that they're not even exposed to alternative arguments to things like the 1619 Project or the Green New Deal or many of these fringe policy proposals that they're adopting. And the fact that they're not even challenged means it doesn't even occur to them that there's another side.
Exactly.
It's a real disservice to our intellectual climate that's been done by the universities in moving so far to the left, because it didn't always used to be that way. Mm-hmm. Even as recently as, like, 20, 25 years ago, you still had some ideological balance on campus. But now it's just this monoculture, and the monoculture produces an ideological echo chamber.
It mediocritizes everybody on its face, Phil. This is what just galls me. I hate saying hate, but I hate mediocrity because it stifles the human expression and potential.
That is absolutely the case. We see it in the decline in rigor. We see it in schools are no longer delivering what they promised. But the basic reality of it is we need to restore some sort of balance to our intellectual culture to actually get some challenge, to actually get some real live debate going on.
Well, and people need to see the possibility of it and to embrace a new vision. I think this is what's starting to, you know, simmer up now, is there needs to be this new breed of thinking that really strives for excellence, that's there and just wanting and begging to be expressed. Dr. Phil Magnus has been with us. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. The Pentagon scrambled fighter jets to contest four Russian jet fighters that approached but did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace in what officials described as a routine encounter. The aircraft entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone on Monday but remained outside the American and Canadian airspace. Two F-16s intercepted them to observe their intentions. The NORAD statement said the U.S. has tracked 6 to 7 such incidents a year since 2007. The winner of November's record-high $2 billion Powerball jackpot was identified as a California resident that bought his ticket in Altadena, a community northeast of Los Angeles. California Lottery Director Alva Johnson.
The name of the person who is the only player to match all six numbers of the historic Powerball drawing last November is Edwin Castro.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So what about those increasing crime rates after all, huh? Well, you even got Bill Maher, who called out his lack of audience support to even admit some people belong in jail. Okay? Get your brain around that. Why is it so difficult to, to appreciate what common sense has told us, what experience has shown us time and time again? There are some people that just, you know, it's kind of like what Dr. James Dobson one time had expressed about a strong-willed child. He says he believes that if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips, you know, wanting a spanking, that he should not be disappointed. And there are some people in our culture that sit there with their hands on their hips and they want to go to jail. And they should not be disappointed, but yet we've got prosecutors and we got a movement in this country, especially in the blue states, that want to be so emotional and so, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, accommodating to people that deserve to go to jail. And what do? We leave them out in the streets, and now the people, the American people, are exposed to this insidious behavior when there has been no reform, no repentance, no acceptance of responsibility. Now they have every kind of excuse and they're being coddled. And then we wonder why the crime rates are going through the roof and they continue. And there is no, there's no light in sight, you know, for some of these states that are being barraged with all kinds of criminality. With us right now is a former law enforcement officer at a local, state, and federal level. He's a criminologist, a professor, and university executive. Dr. Curry Myers joins us now, and he agrees with Maher. And he's going to explain why some people do indeed belong in jail. Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it very much. And yes, some people do belong in jail, believe it or not.
Well, you know, and I've studied this, you know, and I understand, you know, there is that argument. Well, there's people who aren't in jail that don't deserve to be in jail. I mean, what are we talking about? You know, what kind of percentage here? Are we looking at a single digit percentage where that might be the case? And for that minor exception, we're accommodating, you know, the 90 plus percent of people that deserve justice?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's opportunities for people to be able to come out of prison in an acceptable time period. There's opportunities for people that don't have to go to prison based on their criminal histories and their past. Not everyone is, not everybody is met for going to prison. And that should be determined by the courts, but we are not paying attention to evidence-based policing. We're doing it with feelings, and we're basically letting anybody out. And my argument is we should really be focused on violent offenders first, mm-hmm. especially recidivists, because they continue to commit crimes when they reoffend. About 63% of violent offenders will reoffend the first 3 years of their release. It rises to 71% after 5 years. If you're under the age of 24, it's at 81% will be arrested within 5 years of the release. So focusing on recidivism, and then when you have bail policy that goes a bridge too far, there's nothing wrong with having appropriate bail reform. Mm-hmm. Some people should qualify for no cash bail, but we've now applied it to everybody, including hardcore criminals. So mm-hmm. when you have recidivists who commit crime, we know statistically they commit crime. And when they do commit crime, when they get out in some of these locations where we do have prosecutors that have embraced this kind of more woke policy, they're not being put back in jail. So police literally are arrested them. They're doing the paperwork, and then they're releasing them. And many law enforcement are raising their hands up and going, what do you want us to do, or how do you expect us to keep people safe? Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles in particular, the unhoused people in the last 3 years have risen from 4,000 to almost 7,000 people. Mm-hmm. Shootings have tripled. There's been more than 11,000 vehicles stolen in 2022 compared to 6,500 in 2019. Carjackings in Philadelphia are up 400% compared to last year. Crime in Memphis, you know, Memphis was just recently with the murders, with the murder. The crime rate in Memphis is 237% higher than the national average, and the violent crime rate in Memphis is 506% higher than the national average. So we are not basing decisions based on data and evidence-based policing, which really is the appropriate way to enforce the law. It's mm-hmm. it's not prejudicial. It's not biased. It's based mm-hmm. on facts, and we're not paying attention to those facts.
Yeah, in a sense, it's merit based. Because if you've done the crime, you got to pay the time, right? But not in this current environment, especially in some of these blue states where you've got these liberal prosecutors. We blame many people are quick to blame George Soros for this. I guess he's the ultimate feeler. And then, of course, we've had, now she's the vice president who was associated with the group that was there, you know, putting up bail for people that, was questionable at best. But, we've let one thing lead to another. Let me ask you this, Dr. Myers, in a sense, is there a way to approach this in much the same way that Chief Brand did in speaking of Los Angeles, even New York, and even Rudy Giuliani picked up on this as well in the broken windows concept? And that is that you get them early. You let them feel what it is to be in the system so that they can be rehabilitated, that they can learn from their, so to speak, evil ways or their poor decisions and say, look, I don't want to do this, you know. And I'm not saying that we just make it so inhumanely miserable for them, but we're coddling these criminals in such a way that they figure, okay, that wasn't so bad. And then we end up rewarding the wrong behavior because they end up thinking, okay, it's worth the price to be paid.
Yeah, I believe there, you know, the criminal justice system isn't rocket science, but we do have to pay attention to the facts. And, you know, we have key performance indicators in businesses and every day in many private American companies, but we don't bring that same methodology into the government system, and let alone the criminal justice system. So I would make the argument we have to focus on violent offenders first and focus on recidivism. We have a huge increase in mob criminality that's occurring. In fact, there's law enforcement has new catchphrases now that's called flash mob robbery crews, in which cars loaded with armed criminals, most of them who have been convicted before, are actually driving through the streets and doing surge in robberies. So they've seen a huge surge in robberies, especially in places like Chicago, where you have packs of two or three cars with 8 to 10 people total, and they'll literally get out and then attack a person and rob them in daylight. So that kind of behavior has to be addressed quickly, and it needs to be arrested. Facts need to be gathered, and they need to be prosecuted to the full extent. We need to understand the bail reform policy in states like California and Illinois and Washington and New York City have all gone too far. There's nothing wrong with appropriate bail reform, but they've taken it a bridge too far. I would recommend that bail should be based on a model such as the jail classification model. You get booked into any modern jail in the United States, the sheriffs have what's called a jail classification system that can look at criminality, they can look at mental health issues, they can look at medical issues, they can look at all kinds of behavioral issues and determine who could be a good candidate for bail. And we need to fund policing. I think we need to understand that we've had budget reductions as a whole, about 4 to 5% reductions across the United States, but most often it's been in more blue cities where they've reduced them significantly, and we should fund them appropriately, but not do it with fines, fees, and forfeitures. That has a community impact. You have places like Chicago that are literally have speed cameras all over the city, and it's only being used, it's not being used for law enforcement, it's being used as a form of revenue. And we just can't have that kind of system in the United States. And then we have a huge mental health issue.
I'll tell you what, we've got to hit the pause button, Dr. Myers, so hang with us. We've got more from Dr. Curry Myers on the other side of the break, just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or Uverse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Curry Myers. 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer at the local, state, and federal level, as a criminologist, a professor, a university executive. Dr. Myers has probably forgotten more than we'll ever learn about this topic, and he brings very practical experience to help us understand what is going on in the criminal justice system. We know something is greatly awry. Crime is greatly increasing. And, you know, people are desperate to try to find light at the end of the tunnel, some sense out of all this. Because as if that's not enough, Dr. Myers, our borders are open. We have people coming in from 162 countries around the world. We have no idea. Are they friend or foe? Are they going to help us in sustaining this great American concept? Or are they here to do us harm? Because as we, you know, you mentioned Los Angeles, as we're seeing in Los Angeles, there seems to be a rise of gang activity that also involves the cartels. So the cartels are no longer left at the border. They're now across the border and operating within the United States.
Well, that's correct. And the big concern, you know, there are people that are trying to cross the border to better themselves, that there's no question about those kinds of things. Not everybody that crosses the border is criminal. They may be committing a criminal act by crossing in the border illegally, but they're not, their intent is not to be malicious and to affect crime on citizens of the United States. But let's make it arithmetically, and I'll be conservative in my thoughts here. Let's say that 5% do have criminal intent. Well, if you have 100,000 border crossings a month, 5% is a significant number, correct?
Exactly.
I mean, that's
exactly.
A lot of people that could be coming into the country to actually foment violence, to sell drugs.
Right.
And I'm very concerned. We've seen the increase in platform spying by the Chinese in many different ways. It makes perfect sense to me that you would have covert operations come in through the border that would be Chinese special agents to begin to look for locations at soft targets to be able to impact terrorist activity. So the things that were collected by this, the balloon that was not taken out, it was taken out too late, and all that information goes back. And I wrote about this on my Substack channel that I have. It's drcurrymyers.substack.com, where I write often about some of these issues, and the ability for spies to be able to look at everything, all of our grid systems, our water systems, our dam and reservoir systems, where our police departments are located, where our sheriff's departments are located, where our prisons are located, affecting mass breakouts. There's all kinds of chaos that could occur by having a porous border in which a percentage of people is crossing with the intent to commit acts of terror.
Right. The involvement and the concept of national security is at levels that you and I, it was unheard of when we were growing up, Dr. Myers. And here it is. I mean, in today's America, it's like, you know, common sense has left the building.
Well, I mean, back in the day when we were growing up, immigration was considered to be a spigot that was turned up or down based on certain economic and labor issues. So when the country needed additional workers, they would turn on the spigot a little more and add to the flow. If there was bad economic times, if there was labor shortages and things like that, the spigot would be turned down in order to take care of American workers first. And that was kind of the basis of why immigration, we've never had just all the time anybody could ever come into this country whenever they wanted. Mm-hmm. There was a process. There was a time that you had to, if you did want to become an American citizen, it was a lengthy time to be able to do it because you want to be able to assimilate in the country because we have certain norms and conditions that we have. Mm-hmm. And expectations for citizens as they come into the country. So it never was designed to be this en masse blitz of people coming across the border that can't be taken care of. And when people can't be taken care of, and when people can't, when I say taken care of, that means taking care of themselves.
Exactly.
If they can't take care of themselves, how are they going to be able to live? Well, you're more inclined to do criminal activity. You're more inclined to be involved in vices, and so this is where we're seeing a lot of people abducted and used in sex slave labor and other forms of prostitution. We're seeing pornography. Just, you know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry where a lot of these girls, young girls and boys, cross into the border, and they're being exploited for those different uses. So there's all kinds of, you know, crime just isn't necessarily what happens, you know, specifically like a robbery or a murder, but there's other forms of crime that are out there that also increase when you have illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. Right from the start, one of the things I've held to Dr. Myers is that everybody should have a fair chance to win. You know, to be successful, to be productive. I think ultimately as human beings, we take God's, you know, God's command to heart, even if we don't look at it that way. When he said, be fruitful and multiply, what it spoke to is our level of productivity. And we've seen this historically. When people are productive, they're at their happiest. But you got to give them that fair chance and that fair opportunity. This is why we have immigration laws, so that it's win-win for all concerned. But like you said, people come in, and I can understand psychologically in one aspect how they look and they see, well, whoa, you know, America's pretty affluent here, and here I am. Yeah, I'm getting government cheese and some medical care and that sort of thing, but, you know, it's just not fair, and I deserve more, and they get impatient, and they don't want to go through the process. So then, you know, they end up, you know, getting connected, you know, with the wrong people, and being, you know, brought into these crime and into these gangs. And it's unfortunate because then now what do we have? We've wasted the life of a human being and everybody else that they affect, right?
Well, that's correct. People, the humans in general, want to be connected to some sort of family unit. If they can't be connected to that family unit, they're going to try to find something that can be the closest thing to being involved in some sort of brotherhood or sisterhood. That's why gang activity becomes so prevalent. I wrote a piece called The Advent of Feral Man where it's basically the lack of faith, family, and formation has degraded considerably in America. And when I say faith, I don't mean religiosity in one particular religion. I'm talking about the element of serving something greater than yourself, mm-hmm. and the belief that when you look at somebody else, you see them as an individual and as a human. We're not even, you know, there are many people that don't even view people as fellow humans anymore.
Exactly.
We've had a degrade of the American family, where fatherlessness is at an all-time high. So the ability to have connection there with strong father figures, and in many cases mother figures, has become difficult. And formation, we're not able to teach children as they grow up through the years how to behave, how to act, and how to be a good citizen, and all those things are acting towards the decline of the American way of life. And then, you know, as I mentioned right before the break, we have a huge mental health problem in our country. We have about, in the 1970s, we shifted away from many treatment facilities and went to a more "you're okay, I'm okay" system, where they were more involved in the community and each and every day. So we've literally removed all of these facilities that would be able to take care of people in a contingency management or more full-time system. So America's jails have literally become the mental health facility
exactly.
across the United mm-hmm. States. If you ask any sheriff, they're probably going to tell you that about 60 to 70% of their inmates are on some sort of psychotropic medicine.
Wow.
And that costs money. Although the medical things that sheriffs have to provide are tax money that have to be afforded to people, because we are chartered as a sheriff. We're chartered to keep people safe and secure and inside a facility when we have them in custody.
So you're doping them up in order to control them.
Well, but a lot of those is because the physicians are the ones that, you know, prescribe those kinds of medicines.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. No, I get that. But you would think for just a moment, I mean, that people would come and say, look, this isn't working. You know, we're smarter than this. And, you know, but it goes back to what you said in terms of the faith component. The faith component is absolutely foundational. It is what we're all, regardless of how you practice your religion, how you exercise your faith, faith is. It's part of our humanity. And that has to, you know, that has to be treated and respected in a way, because that is the basis for us in how we interconnect, how we relate to one another, how we honor one another. As C.S. Lewis said, in understanding the miracle of humanity, he responded, he said, I've never met a mere mortal. Can you imagine, Dr. Myers, if we had that attitude, just that one attitude, that the person that you're running into, that you've just met, is no mere mortal, that they are an absolute miracle, a creation of God himself, an expression of God's love. Wow. I think we could turn this society on its head and really start doing some positive things for all concerned.
I agree 100%. That is the very first step, and it's needed more than ever. We have lost any form of empathy as humans.
Yes, amen.
Here in America.
Dr. Curry Myers, thank you. Take care.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of